This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get a hold of me now. And listen, I'm okay if you want to call and tell me how we are not on the same page, you don't like what I'm saying, you think I'm wrong, I'm okay with that. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Yes, I have trinkets and stuff to sell, my novelties, my wares, whatever you want to call it. And I want you to get involved in the conversation. So head up to my website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, 9 years. But you're going to find out you don't have to. You don't have to be afraid of us. You don't have to hate us. And you're going to find out there's a lot of things that we want that are in line with each other, whether you like it or not. I know it's hard to swallow, isn't it? But it's about time we start working together. We need to at least find places we can step off together and work together. Because this is getting tiring. You know, I did some pre-interviews today. I won't tell you with who. You'll find out as the week goes on. And even some of my hardcore right-wing friends feel the same way I do. People that are even further right than I am. That this fight is getting old, and it's getting tough to do. Because a lot of you are dropping out because you're tired of the fight. I mean, how long do we go with these anti-Trump rallies before you and whoever, got involved with them? Before we fought back, pushed back. That's why I have these shirts made. Hashtag stand. Not hashtag beat the pulp of the other person. Not hashtag bring your bazooka to the protest. It's hashtag stand. It simply means stand for what you believe in. Don't back down. Don't care what the other person thinks. Don't care how the other person feels. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I don't want you to feel bad about how you're making the other person feel, how they're making you feel. Come on, people. We need to fight back. We need to push back. I know people are afraid of their jobs and all of that, and I get it. I don't know what to say to you. I mean, I could go back to our founding fathers and say, my God, they were willing to put their lives on the line for us. Why aren't we willing to do the same thing for them? And obviously not for them, but to support the thing that they fought so hard for. To support the thing. I know some people call it an experiment. I get it. But to support that thing that they were willing to give it all up for. Right? So anyhow, so you can buy the shirt. You can buy my book. Head up to Facebook if you're one of those Facebook people. You can watch Facebook Live right now. It's all, you can see what's going on. You can hear what's going on. Anyway, I want to talk about Mr. Oblamo, ex-President Obama. Come on. That's like a mantra thing, right? You could, what do they call that? Some of you guys who do yoga, you know, that you got this thing that you say on a regular basis. It's supposed to make you feel better. Right? Obama, breathe in, breathe out. Get all that bad air out. See, you do that. And then you go, Ex-President Obama. Ex-President. Come on, you can do it with me, right? So let's open up this spying scandal just a tad more. And, you know, you look at this stuff, and it goes deep. This has always gone deep. We've known this has been going on for years. The White House administrations have always spied on each other, spied on people they don't like. But you remember that my big thing here is that, remember, Obama still considers this the most transparent administration ever. He thinks that he is the god of all presidents and all administrations, that there has, we've never seen an administration, I'll agree, we've never seen an administration as corrupt as this one, but he has it the other way around. He thinks this was that his administration was the best thing since sliced bread. Now, 2011, Dennis Kucinich was still a Democratic congressman from Ohio, but he was not walking in lockstep with President Obama, at least not on Libya. So true to his anti-war leanings, Kucinich was a staunch opponent of Obama's unauthorized war against Gaddafi, the Gaddafi regime. Kucinich's very public effort included trying to broker negotiations between the administration and the Gaddafi regime, to whom the White House was running a deaf ear. It was in that context that he took a call in Washington office from Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the ruler's son and confidant. 4 years later, as he recalled in a recent opinion piece, Kucinich learned that the call had been recorded and leaked to the Washington Times. The former lawmaker believes that monitoring of his communication and a subsequent leak are the work of the American intelligence agencies. It's true. Come on. You know, Trump's got the same problem right now. He needs to open his mouth. He needs to tell the security groups, departments, whatever you want to call them, what he wants. I want to know from you guys who you gave this information to. See, I would run down the whole, I have a heavy, forgive me for putting it this way, but I have a very heavy Italian hand in these kind of things. My attitude is this. With the leaks, I would go in there. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I would stand on a desk, and I would yell out, here's how it works, people. One more leak out of this office, and I don't get a phone call as to who put the leak out. The whole department goes. It's that simple. And the same thing with the NSA or any one of those groups. If those leaks keep coming out, there are people going to jail. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I like that. You couldn't do that song today, but I like that. I'm John Macedo, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, I was remiss. I really screwed up. I do this on a regular basis, though. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, where did it go? You know, I write this stuff down. Oh, here we go. I want to welcome KDUZ out of Minnesota along with us tonight. I do appreciate that. I keep telling you guys, this works. If you guys would simply pick up the phone, if you don't want to listen on your smartphone, you like to listen on the radio dial, you're driving around town, you don't want to play with that phone, you shouldn't be playing with that phone. You need to call the local program manager at the station. Say, hey, do you know about this show? And if they say no, say, what's wrong with you? What, have you been in a coma for the last 12 years? You need to listen to the show. You need to get this show on. That's what you need to do. So, again, I want to thank you guys in Minnesota that called and got the station to pick us up. KDUZ out of Minnesota. I'm glad, so glad. We've got stations in Minnesota, Minneapolis. I think it's great. And I thank you again, sincerely, from the heart. Thank you so much for making a difference and for bringing the show to people that, you know, may not have caught it before, may not catch it before. So, again, and I hope you can handle it. I'm serious. I mean, I deal with the crazy stories. And I do them because they've intrigued me from the day I started doing this. I have never, one of my first stories was mommy and me pole dancing classes. Think about that. Come on, let that sink in for a second. And that was supposed to be normal. Mommy and me pole dancing classes. God. God help us all. Anyway, we're talking about Obama's, how deep his wiretapping went, how deep his spying went, because I'm tired of hearing about how this is not all real. None of this is real. It's not as big a deal as we think it is. Yada yada. But listen, really, for those of you who believe in your freedom of speech, your rights, you know, your privacy rights, if you would. I mean, if his administration went out of its way to wiretap one person to surveil, to use their words, one person. That's wrong. It's just against the law, and it's wrong. Now, Kucinich, in his case, which is one of the first to be the recipient of his wiretapping, if you would, surveilling and that kind of stuff. Right? He was the first to open his mouth on Fox News. Now, he explains his side of the story. In one of his interviews, he explains his side of the story. And, you know, again, going through everything that was done to him, he claims that you know, he understands that there's extra, what he calls extracurricular surveillance, and this guy wants to be our president. And I still don't have a problem with Trump saying that he was wiretapped. Now, I think when he says he, and I'm not going to make it up for him, I know what I would be saying or thinking. When you pick on my team, you're picking on me. When you're surveilling the things that I'm doing to try to get in office or I have an active campaign going, right? I mean, think about it. Now, there's no support for Trump's narrow claim when he said that, you know, he himself, the Obama administration, monitored Trump associates and campaign transition officials. There are so many leaks about this, though. There were so many things about conversations that they had, people they were connected with. And notice how they've all kind of fizzled away, right? Where's Adam Schiff now? Where's his screaming that he knows? That there, so they just keep grasping. They're truly throwing the proverbial crap against the fan and seeing what will stick against the wall, and nothing is. And I know it's making them nuts. I know it's driving them out of their minds. Now, just take it back to somebody as simple, what's his name? Richard Nixon. Again, you would think that he was, I don't know, massacring kids in the middle of town square. He cut out 18 minutes of the tapes, number one. Right? They broke into a campaign headquarters, or the guys that he knew, his team, broke into the Democratic National headquarters to get information on the campaigns. I guess in those days it was harder because you couldn't break into computers, right? But I mean, think about what he did, and he resigned as president over all of this. That's how much pressure the press and others put on him. And now you see what Obama did. You see what's her name? The crazy lady. Mrs. Clinton. You see what they were able to pull off, and they got away with it, and the Dems are fine with it. And they're fine with any one of their people kind of playing the game. Now, is the Obama administration guilty of a gross abuse of power, do you think? I say yes. Because of the way they played the security game. Are they guilty of exploiting its Foreign Intelligence Collection Authority to keep tabs on his political opponents? They kept tabs on the on the German chancellor, right? They kept tabs on the Prime Minister of England. Are we serious? So if they were doing that, what makes us think that they were doing it to Trump and his team? And here's the other thing that I always find kind of funny. I know it's not really funny. It's sad. But with all these things that they did, their surveillance, right, how they came after Trump, and they still lost. They still couldn't make it happen. Right? And you look at Donald, and you look at where Trump is now, and the only thing that they're coming out against him on now is showing his tax returns. And here's the way I look at it. No. No, why? It's not in the Constitution. It's not required by law. And I don't care what his excuse is. I wouldn't give these people anything that you want. Absolutely. Let them starve from an information standpoint. Because the man needs to run this country. He needs to be able to move forward and protect us. And if he's fighting these yo-hos that are around him that are asking him for every little thing that he doesn't need to show, because all the Dems want to do, they don't want to further this country being safer and better. They want to bring down Donald Trump. That's what their focus is. I mean, in a recent speech by Mrs. Clinton, what did she say? We need to open our borders. We need to embrace people coming in. That's just going to shut her down your spine. But she's trying to get her daughter involved in politics. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We are back. The real side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, for stations and times, places you can pick up the show. And remember, we have a smartphone app. I hate all this stuff. I hate remembering all this stuff. I hate telling you about all this stuff. We have a smartphone app, and we have an Apple app. You know, what do they call that? IO app. I'm no good at this. If you want to listen to the show on your phone, that's, you know, again, head over to the website. You'll find it there. Or head over to either one of the Apple store or the Android store, whatever they're called to. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh. I can see you laughing at me. Don't laugh at me. So pick up the apps so you can listen. And again, I do appreciate you guys, again, being involved in the conversation, helping out, helping poking me, pushing me on. And listen, I appreciate your comments. In the chat room or in the Facebook feed, because again we don't have to be exactly on the same page. I'm good with that. I learned from what some of the stuff you have to say. I may not agree afterward, or I may agree. You might even change my mind on how to look at things, which wouldn't be such a bad thing. Hey Don, hey Connie, thanks for joining me again. I do appreciate it. So I changed that. Why did it change there? Well, too bad anyway. So we're talking a little bit about the political spying scandal. That's going to go a heck of a lot deeper. You know, again, whenever I've been on this mantra for the last couple of years, if you've been listening to the show, and I don't mean it for myself. I mean, this is the other side speaking, right? Dems good, Republicans bad. And Nancy Pelosi has driven that point home. How many times has she come out in the last year? And I don't know what pills are making her do this, because I don't believe a human being in her right mind would say these kind of things. But she's coming out saying, you know, things like Republicans do the work, Democrats do the work of God, Republicans do the work of the devil. She's actually come out and said that. Now, first of all, isn't she one of the ones that's always pushing the separation of church and state? So why she's talking about God and the devil? I don't know. But think about what she said. These were the people who tried to throw God out of their platform. And let me tag that with, just because you say you know God, you love God, and that doesn't mean you are. It doesn't mean you are doing the work of God. I get that. I'm not that stupid. But you see where I'm going with this, right? So anyway, it's been our mantra. We've been on. So anytime a Republican does it, and we can do lockstep, we can grab the playbook from the Democrats, and we can execute a plan exactly like they did. And when they were hailed for it, and we saw this at least recently or all over the last few years with the immigration plans, You know, Jimmy Carter and Billy Bob Clinton, they did some pretty nasty things when it comes to immigration, and they were hailed. Chuck Schumer, or as I lovingly refer to, is Chuck Shyster. Right? He comes out and says we have to pause immigration so we can get a handle on it. Trump wraps all those together and talks about him, and he's the devil's twin brother. So it's not equality they want. It's control. I keep saying it. It's control. Anyway, and you've got to keep that in mind when you're dealing with some of these people. It doesn't mean you have to be mean and that. Don't bring yourself down to their level. You don't have to be mean and nasty. You don't have to be pounding on them. Let's not do any of that stuff. Let's not load their gun for them, okay? As my shirt says, hashtag stand. It's that simple. Hashtags, just stand your ground. All right? Let people know I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty. I believe in your right to free speech and mine too. I am not shutting up. It's really that simple for me. And maybe I'm just too stupid to know any better, but it's that simple for me. In an important analysis published by Tablet Magazine, Lee Smith considered the likely abuse of foreign intelligence collection, the collection authority, by the Obama administration, and he connected it with negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Another beautiful, beautiful, beautifully tailored screw job by the last administration to us, and frankly, to the rest of the world. I mean, some of you, do any of you know, or some of you know, who allowed the nuclear deal that is now known as the North Korea, right? The North Korea missile crisis here shortly. The kid's a nut job. Here's a kid that was given everything he wanted. Nobody ever said no to him. He was a little piece of work. And now he's got power. You know, it's funny how all these left-leaning loons were so afraid that Donald Trump's got his finger on the button. We're going to give this guy the keys to our nuclear arsenal. But we had no problem doing that with the North Koreans. We had no problem. I have no problem doing that with the Iranians. What a deal. I mean, that's the equivalent to going into the bank. I asked the bank for a couple $1 million, and here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to pay it back every month, but I'm going to track my own payments. I'll let you know when I make the deposits. I'm not going to tell you what account I put it in. Every once in a while, you can check and see if I have the money, check on my books, but I'll decide whether I show you my bookkeeping or not. I'll decide whether to show you the canceled checks or not, and I'll decide whether I'm going to prove to you or not whether I actually did make the payments. And some of you just sat there shaking your head going, none of that makes any sense. No kidding. This Iranian nuclear deal. I know, I'm jumping all around the place. I'm sorry. But it just shows you the mega incompetence of the administration before. You realize that there are virtually no checks and balances. Actually, the word should be actually. There are actually no checks and balances for the Iranian nuclear deal. Not really. They get to give us the samples they want to give us. They give us, what is it? What was it, guys? A 3 week? Some of you can correct me in the Facebook feed. What they give you? 3 weeks? A 3 week notice that we're going to go, we want to check the plants? Oh, yeah, that's going to work. And then they decide whether we can or can't. Seriously. You know the old joke, right? That's like going to the fox and going, hey, are all the hens accounted for? Yeah, every one of them's still there. Trust me. It's just nuts, some of the things that these people did. And if you think of the big, I'm trying to be clean. You think of the big screw you job on the way out that administration did. In the last couple of months or in the last 6 weeks that they were there, the amount of damage that they did. Right? And broadening who can have access to the security information. Gathered in these reports. Gathered in these illegal wiretappings and information gathering. The money that Mr. Oblamo sent all around the world, our tax money to people who did not deserve to have it, still can't get an answer. He still won't respond. Forget the tax returns. What do they have to do with what's going on now? Mr. Obama, why did you send that money to the Palestinians? What? Why did you do that? Do you hope that between them and Iran, they wipe out Israel? Is that your goal? And you're so, you know, I hate to do this because some of you can think I'm hating on him. If you're such a tough guy, if you're so full of yourself, you're so smart, you know so much, then why don't you just come out like you've done in the past and said, yes, Israel needs to go. They don't need to have a country. They don't need this. They don't need that. That all belongs to the Muslims. Get over yourselves, and I'm going to allow that to happen. I mean, think about, look at his actions, not at his words. Look at what the man did to weaken the world. Look at the state the Middle East is in right now. Look at the state Europe's in right now. And Europe, Europe, he didn't have as much control on it as some of you would like to think. A lot of those are self-inflicted injuries. You know, when you've got the European bank that's broke, borrowing money from broke countries so they can lend money to other broke countries, not a business plan that I would go into a local bank with. You know what I'm saying? Kind of crazy. Anyway, let's finish this up. The White House knew there would be vigorous Israeli opposition to the Iranian deal, just as there was ardent American opposition to the highly objectionable pact. Notwithstanding, the Israel is an important ally of ours, and Netanyahu and Ron Dermer, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., became surveillance targets because the Obama administration wanted to know what they were saying, what they were talking about, and what their plans were to push back against the administration. Isn't that cool? Isn't that what we have those security agents for? Oh. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I gotta go calm down. Give me a drink. I'll be back in a minute.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
When I'm here back,
maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
I am Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, please get involved in the conversation. Get involved. Look, at I don't care if you send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can hop up on Facebook where you go ahead and have a conversation there with us as well. You can, what else is there? There's, the website, therealside.com. Yeah, you get an itch, you go crazy. You can go to therealside.com. We have a live chat room. We have all kinds of stuff happening there. You got people smarter than I in those chat rooms, whether it's on Facebook or on the website chat room. I'm telling you, if you can't stay in my conversation, these people are brilliant. Well, they have to be, right? You know what? I'm not even going to try this. Aloha. How do you like that? From Hawaii. What are you guys doing? It's beautiful there. What are you listening to me for? You should be out laying in the beach or do whatever it is you do. You know what I'm saying? But I do appreciate you listening. Don't get me wrong. But, man, maybe because I haven't been. I've never been. Send me a ticket. I'll come. I am Joe Senior, your host, and I really do. Seriously, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's hit some of the crazy stories I can get through here in a few minutes. And I mean a short few minutes. So scholars who sounded the alarm about the rising white death rates have been attacked. Don't you love this? You know, some of this stuff is so crazy. You sit here and you say to yourself, is this real? Can this be real? Because I'm not buying. So last month, apparently, two Princeton professors released a groundbreaking new study documenting the rise in white mortality rates. Now, I guess for people like Whoopi Goldberg and those, this is not a big deal. This is exactly what we needed. Wasn't she with the one screaming at one point in time that we needed more, no, that was Oprah. That white people needed to move along quickly. So last month, two Princeton professors released a groundbreaking new study documenting the rise in white mortality rates, largely from suicide and substance abuse. Now the duo is under fire for focusing their research on white people. Angus Deaton, a Nobel laureate, said that his wife and research partner, Ann Case, presented their findings recently and was told, in no uncertain terms, how dare you work on whites? I was really beaten up, Case said. Both said that those criticisms, they were criticizing them, were senior people in their fields. The critics were outraged that Case and Deaton had devoted their time to looking at white mortality, noting that black Americans suffer from higher mortality rates and lower happiness levels than their white counterparts. So does this mean now that we can't do anything white unless it's negative? Because you look at the stuff that's going on college campuses, as long as the study is negative against white people, and I'd still like to know who's white and who's not, right? White people. It's okay. It's applauded. But if it's positive towards white people, then it's a bad thing. It's a negative thing. It's racist. You've done this to your kids. We've done this to your kids. We need to take control. We need to take control of what our kids are taught in school. And unlike some of the other groups, I'm not stating that we tell them lies, but I am stating, look, I've always asked this question. If what I'm spewing is a lie, it will show, right? Just like in science, the right way to do it works, the wrong way to do it never works. So why don't we teach evolution and we can teach creationism, right? Let the kids decide. Look, we're letting them decide whether they're male or female at 4 years old. You heard me last night. We're letting them decide whether they want to be a girl or a guy at 6, 7, 8. We're giving them hormone blockers at 9 years old. But yet we can't give them the option between creationism and evolution, both of which take a boatload of faith to believe in. I'm just amazed. And you Christians, you make me nuts. Because I talk to you about this stuff, and what do you say to me?
Well, we shouldn't be forcing our belief systems down on other people. We should allow people to think about it. Well, they're not allowing you to do it.
They're not. You can't even say, teacher can't even say, well, you know, as a Christian, I believe this. That's a problem. So it's not equality. And you Christians who think that there's equality in schools, you are out of your minds. It's not blind faith. It's not faith. It's stupidity. If you poked your kids and prodded your kids a little bit more to find out what was going on in school, you would find out. Now, we're not persecuted like they are in the Middle East. That's not what I'm talking about. But you would find out that the persecution for the Christian kids in school is pretty high. And there's a lot of it. And again, I'm not saying they're being beat or spat on or anything like that. But you know, if you make a kid feel bad about the way they dress, the academia will tell you, you know that's bullying, Mr. Messina, when your child makes fun of another child's clothing, you make fun of another child's hair, you make another file make fun of the way a child runs or throws a ball, you make fun of their hairstyle. You go through all these things, you're going to get dragged into the principal's office or in for, you need to be counseled because you're bullying the other kid. But yet you go up to a Christian kid and you tell them how freaky they are because they believe in God or believe in a God, that they go to church What a weirdo. And that's okay. And you're telling me that's equal? You're telling me that's the right way? A teacher tells a bunch of Christian kids that what they believe is fantasy land and hooky? It's equivalent to the Wizard of Oz story? And that teacher still has their job and it's okay? It's not a level playing field. It's not equality. And until we parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, we take this stuff back, we let them know there's a consequence for them screwing with our kids, it's not going to change. And you're going to sit there, and you're going to listen to shows like mine, and you're going to listen to shows that are talking about these things going on, and you're going to talk to your relatives and loved ones and people at Starbucks or wherever you hang out about how crazy this is, and you know what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. Because, again, nothing will change. You need to be at that school board meeting every time they have one, talking about the crazy stuff that they're allowing to go on at your schools, being taught to your kids, shoved down their throats, and let them know that you're not going to allow it to happen. And as somebody just said in the chat room, or in a Facebook feed, whatever it is, in the communication box. You know, Beth from Texas, thanks for joining. But we keep complaining about the liberal college professors. I'm going to ask you guys a question. You can be honest with me. How many of you know conservative Christian, conservative or Republican or right-leaning educators that won't teach? Or they teach and they keep their mouths shut? And I would say that a lot of you know some. How many of you have approached them and said, do you understand that what you're doing to your children by keeping your mouth shut is not right? It's detrimental to them. It's actually hurting them. See, we need to take this back. We need to take education back. The purveyors of truth are those people on the right that want to stick to the Constitution. Now, I'm not saying there's Democrats that don't want the truth, because I don't believe that for a second. I have friends and relatives and loved ones that are Democrats. A lot of them are Democrats because that's how they grew up. But they have the exact same thought process I do. They want honesty brought back to schools. They want history taught the proper way. And I'm with them. But we how do we get that back? How do you, as a conservative educator, maybe you have the credentials, how do you get that brought back into the school? How do you make sure the kids know? You know, most of our young people, when I talk to them about our founding fathers, you know what they know the most about our founding fathers? Go on, take a guess. They were slave owners. That's the first thing out of their mouths. They were slave owners, so therefore they were hypocrites. Bad, nasty people. There are schools that want to take the name Jefferson off the building. Take the, statues down. Seriously? Come on. That's why more of you need to get involved in education. And maybe that education is at home. When you pick up your granddaughter in the afternoon from school, what did you learn today? Oh, you learned about Jackson. What did you learn about him? Or Jefferson, I'm sorry. What did you learn about him? What did you learn about George Washington? What did you learn about the United States and how they came about? Your nieces and nephews the same way. Your kids, even when they get older, don't be afraid to chase them away with the truth. Because you're not helping it if you don't. You know, you look at what's going on in these colleges, they're out of control because we allowed them to get there. Hey, look, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Another full hour of what I believe to be sanity coming up after the break. If you're on Facebook, remember, I don't make the rules. At about 5 past, you got to restart. Just the way it works, you get the new show. Other than that, if you're joining us from another station, you're leaving us from another station, you can hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there. Hey, we're here all week. Hopefully you will too. We'll be right back.